Today, I'd like to talk about how to learn English words. Ways of learning new words can be divided into two types. The first way is to learn words in sentences. For example, if the first sentence a child learns in English is "This is an apple," the child is learning these four words in a sentence. The child may also be told that "this" means "kore" and "apple" means "ringo," etc. But the important point is that the child is learning these words as they are used in a sentence. Let's call this method learning words in sentences. The second way is to learn pairs of English words and Japanese translations together, but without reference to any sentences. As an example of this method, let's imagine a teacher using cards that have an English word, apple for example, on one side, and a Japanese translation, ringo in this case, on the other. In this method, the children learn that apple means ringo, but they do not learn a sentence that contains the word apple. Let's call this method memorizing equivalents. An equivalent is a word that is thought to be equal to another word. So, if a child is taught that apple is equal to ringo, they are being taught that apple is the equivalent of ringo. Now, I'd like you to think about how you have studied English in the past. Can you think of times when you learned words in sentences? I think you have all learned words in sentences. If, for example, you studied a dialogue in your textbook, you were learning words in the sentences of the dialogue. How about the second method? Were there times when you memorized English words as the equivalents of Japanese words, but did not learn those words in sentences? If your teacher gave you a list of English words and Japanese equivalents, he or she was encouraging you to use the memorizing equivalents method. The main point I would like to make in this essay is that I think you should avoid the memorizing equivalents method and always try to learn words in sentences. The reason is that when you learn a word in a sentence, you learn how to use the word. If, on the other hand, you only memorize an English word as the equivalent of a Japanese word, you do not learn how to use it. In order to understand more deeply why it is better to learn words in sentences, let's consider a conversation between Mr. Smith and Mr. Tanaka. Mr. Tanaka,
何か食べませんか?
Mr. Smith,
いいえ、結構です。今朝大きい朝ごはんを食べました。
The expression 大きい朝ごはん sounds strange, doesn't it? In English, however, it is very common to say, I had a big breakfast, or I had a big lunch. If someone says that they had a big breakfast, it means that they had a lot of food for breakfast. Mr. Smith thought that big equals 大きい, and that breakfast equals 朝ごはん, so he translated big breakfast as 大きい朝ごはん. If you memorize English words as equivalents of Japanese words, and then try to translate Japanese expressions into English, then, like Mr. Smith, I think you will wind up saying things that sound strange in English. In some cases, people may be completely unable to understand what you mean. If, however, you are careful to learn words and sentences, you will learn how to use the words, and this will help you communicate more effectively. Another important point that is related to the story of Mr. Smith's Big Breakfast is that we need to learn words in many different sentences in order to master a foreign language. In order to better understand this point, let's consider another example of how the word big can be used in English. If, for example, you spent a lot of time helping someone, someone else might say, "That was very big of you." In this case, the word big means kind, not big in a physical sense. So far, we have considered three ways in which the word big can be used. He bought a big car. I had a big breakfast. And that was very big of you. Each usage is different. So, in order to learn how to use the word big, one needs to learn several different sentences in which the word is used. I think that learning words is similar to making friends. Let's imagine that you meet a woman named Mary. When you first meet her, you will probably learn her name, and you may also learn a few things about her. She may tell you that she is from London and that she came to Japan a year ago. She might also tell you that she likes Japanese anime. Now that you have met her, you can say that you know her, but you still don't know her well. The more time you spend with her, however, the better you will come to know her. If you travel with her, for example, you may find out that she hates crowded places. As you get to know her better, she might tell you that the reason she hates crowded places is that she had a very frightening experience in a crowded place when she was a little girl. When we learn words in sentences, our knowledge of those words also grows little by little. When you first learn the sentence, "He bought a big car," you learn that big can be used to mean 大きい. As you spend more time reading and listening to English, you come across other usages of big, and your ability to use the word improves. In summary, I recommend that you always study English words in sentences. Moreover, don't assume that you know a word because you have studied it once. In a different context, that word may have a different meaning. When you come across a word that is being used in a way that is new to you, I recommend that you write down the sentence in which you found the word and try to remember that sentence, not just a translation that you found in the dictionary. In this way, you can develop a rich understanding of how English words are actually used. This knowledge will help you communicate more effectively in English. Good luck!